introduction, and then we'll close with a word of prayer. Turn to Proverbs. Did I tell you where to turn? I said just turn in your Bibles. Did I say that? So just pick a spot, and any spot's good enough to start preaching from, right? But how about we hone in on Proverbs 12, Proverbs 12 and verse number 28, Proverbs 12 and verse number 28. We're continuing in our series of the book of Proverbs. We just got done looking at four messages on the abomination things that are abomination to God. And we trusted that those things were not found in our life. Tonight we're going to begin just with a very, very brief introduction, continuing in this book of wisdom, God's book of wisdom, Proverbs, with this thought of life or death, everyone's choice. And I have subtitled this first message based on Proverbs 12, verse 28, the fear of the Lord. Now, we talked about the fear of the Lord before, but we're going to go more in depth in this matter of the fear of the Lord. So let's read Proverbs 12 and verse number 28, and then we'll pray. The Bible said, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Father, once again we humbly bow ourselves before you and after the reading of your word. And Father, we understand this. It's not anything that I say, but it's your word that changes people's hearts. Father, all I can do is just point people to the word, point people to you, point people to your son. But Father, your word does the changing in our lives. So Father, I pray as we look at this thought of life or death, everyone's choice, and we hone in this series of messages on the fear of the Lord God, you will give us great understanding in this matter. And Father, as we begin with the introduction to the message today, Father, may even this small, simple truth be applied to our heart and our life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, in this passage, the Bible is talking about eternal things and just not temporal things. It seems today we live in a world, and I know you agree with me, that people are living in the world for here and now. They're living for what they can get right now and what they can do right now, what they can live right now. And they're living here for the here and now. In today's society, the emphasis seems to be on this, that they're living for today, living to get to the weekend. Have you ever heard that? How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. It's Thursday. Saturday's coming. Friday's come. They live for the weekend. They live for today. And even sometimes we find people living for their own self-will, which is a terrible thing to do. And I think their mantra would be such as the rich young fool in Luke chapter 12 and verse number 19. And this is what he said. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And if that isn't the world's philosophy of the day, I don't know what is. You can just look around, and that's what people are living their life. They don't live their life in fear of the Lord. They're living their life for each day. And people are consumed with living that they totally forget about dying. And that's the emphasis I'm going to try to place on my message for Friday afternoon for Rick's funeral. Listen, it's not just about living for the here and now. It's about preparing for eternity. And we live for today and we forget about the dying part. Why is that? Because nobody wants to think about dying. I don't like to think about dying. I told you this before. I'm not worried about dying because I know when I die, I know I'd be in the presence of the Savior and I get excited about that until I remember the judgment seat's coming. Then I don't get so excited. I mean, I'll be glad to get to heaven, eventually get to New Jerusalem. That's going to be a wonderful thing. But before we get to the New Jerusalem, judgment is coming, and we're going to stand, and Christ is going to judge me. And when I think about that, I know me, and you know you. I don't get so excited about going to heaven. But still, it beats the alternative of dying and going to that terrible place called hell. And it's so sad that many stop to really consider just how brief this physical life is. Now, we haven't got there yet, but maybe in about 6 months when we travel through James, we'll read this verse. But let's turn there, James 4 and verse 14. James 4 and verse 14. This is one of those passages that we like to pick out and we like to quote and like to expound upon because it's pretty understandable for us to do that, James 4 and verse 14. And who would read that for the pastor tonight? James 4 and verse 14. All right, sister, thank you. Yes, ma'am. All right. You know how true this statement is. And again, we find that people are living totally for today, forget about the time when they step off into eternity. And this verse in James chapter 4 and verse 14 is so practical. I inserted this verse into my message as well for people to literally think about it. As they think about Brother Rick had a surgery and as far as we know, nothing went wrong with the surgery. And he was doing well, pretty well the next day and the day after, perhaps a blood clot or something. But I do know this, whatever it was, God's hand was in control of it. And he allowed it to happen into his life for a particular reason for him and his family. And now he is in heaven. And I want them to be thinking about their life as but a vapor that appeared for a while and yet vanished away. And beginning next Wednesday, I'm beginning to look at this thought again of life or death, everyone's choice. Again, the first thought we're going to be looking at as the fear of the Lord. As we gather next week, I'll prayerfully have again those individual Bible studies that we used to hand out for you to do during the week, and we'll have that, and you can use it as you see fit to do so. So you pray for me this week, and I pray for you. Be a very busy week for all of us, amen. And then it starts, and then the visitation on Thursday night, Friday, funeral, Saturday, work day for a Bible school, and then we still have a couple more packs up here that we need to get out Saturday, and so or before Saturday, of these apartments. And again, they're apartments, and so they're two and two, and if you can't go up the steps, we understand that. And if you can find someone to go with you, get them to go up to the steps, and you just do the lower ones, amen. We want to get all these out and see if we can drum up some more kids for VBS for Sunday bus route. So let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for